Good afternoon, Dr. Schnitt. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on Bernard McGonagall, MC, capital G-O-N-A-G-L-E. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 1/24/23, Mr. McGonagall performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 286 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. In paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/24/23, Mrs. Brown performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, period. There was no significant bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/31/22, there's been no significant change, period, in the paragraph impression. Minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Knight. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 1/24/23, Mr. Knight performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 432 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 90%, period, in the paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Fred Calder III on 1/24/23. Mr. Calder performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 410 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. Paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And please send a copy of this to Miss Debbie Varnum, FNP. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Lee Jr. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 1/24/23, Mr. Lee performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. However, optimal effort is questioned as there is very low peak flow rate, period. After bronchodilators, the patient had a normal spirograph. Compared to a prior study dated 3/31/22, the post-bronchodilator study is improved, period. New paragraph impression, poor effort prior to bronchodilators with normal spirograph after bronchodilators, showing improvement. Thank you.